Tonight, 5 days after the death of Senator Paul Wellstone, Minnesota Democrats named a replacement candidate for Tuesday's election. That person is Walter Mondale, the former Minnesota senator, later vice president, who ran for president in 1984. Mondale will run against the Republican nominee Norm Coleman. In a moment, a profile of Mondale, but first, we're joined by Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio, who's been covering the Senate race and is at the site of the meeting. Mark, I understand the latest polls show Walter Mondale already holding an 8-point lead over Norm Coleman, about the same edge that Senator Wellstone enjoyed over Coleman. I guess that means Democrats must be happy with the choice of Mondale.
They're still reeling, obviously, from the tragedy, but Minnesota Democrats are definitely optimistic about the prospect Mondale will be able to win this election. They have, John, just 5 days for their campaign, so obviously having someone of Mondale's fame is a very big positive. The poll that you're referring to was published today by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It was taken Monday, and it found that 47% of likely Minnesota voters would support Mondale, 39% would support Mayor Norm Coleman, the Republican candidate. Mondale is the choice of the Wellstone sons, David and Mark, who met with him the day after the plane crash and expressed to the former vice president that they thought he could best carry on the legacy of their father. So they're very optimistic here. Mondale finally confirmed officially today that indeed he will run in a letter that he sent to the leaders of Minnesota's Democratic Party.
Last night, Wellstone's family was at a memorial service for the senator that attracted 20,000 people, and it turned into a Democratic pep rally. Senate Republican leader Trent Lott showed up and was booed, and as was Governor Jesse Ventura of Minnesota. Not what you expect at a memorial service.
No, and John, there was plenty of stuff that you would expect at this type of service. It was a long service. It lasted about 3.5 hours, and there were very moving eulogies, remembering the three campaign staffers who died, along with Senator Wellstone, his wife and his daughter. But some remarks, particularly those from the Wellstone campaign treasurer and a very good friend of the former senator, drew criticism because the comments turned the direction of the memorial to more of a political rally. Among other things, this campaign official was calling on by name several of the Republican members of Congress who were attending the service and pleading with them to support whomever replaces Wellstone on the ballot. Minnesota Independence Party Governor Jesse Ventura walked out of the memorial. Staffers say Ventura became disgusted with the charged political tone it began to take on. Today, Ventura said he was considering appointing an independent to take Wellstone's position until after the results of next week's election are certified, and that's expected to happen around the middle of November. That, for Ventura, is a departure. He had, until today, been indicating that he would likely appoint a Democrat.
So where does this all leave Norm Coleman, who spent much of the past year in a nasty contest with Senator Wellstone?
It leaves Republican Norm Coleman in a very difficult position. He's trying to take a do-no-harm approach, criticizing Democrats in general. Mondale specifically carries with it for Coleman a great deal of risk in light of the tragedy. Coleman today half jokingly said running against Mondale is like running against Mount Rushmore, but he says he's planning a vigorous campaign over the next several days, which he hopes will include debates with Mondale. Coleman is promising his ads will be positive. And, John, although Coleman appears to have several factors working against him right now, it's important to note Coleman is 21 years younger than Walter Mondale. And like Mondale, Coleman is very well known in Minnesota, and the former St. Paul mayor has much more experience in modern-day campaigning. So it's guaranteed Minnesota politics will be very interesting over the next 5 days.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio.